Now, the Egyptian had the idea of living forever. They wanted their bodies to live forever. They thought that was very complimentary, so they'd wrap them up and mummify them and anoint them in oils. But don't think that a Thetan hung around just because his body'd been mummified. Now, because he had gone away and gotten lost someplace, as far as he was concerned, he's on some other genetic line, he never would be particularly upset about his body or something of sort, because it had been hauled out of a tomb and left to rot someplace or been put up in the Metropolitan Museum. You see, and take a mummy out of a tomb, let it rot and go to pieces in the sand or something, or put it in a museum and put a tag on it. He already would have been too far away from it to worry about it. One very worrisome case, a Thetan whose skull was used by a carnival. And the carnival had put a motor in the jaws and made the jaws keep operating, and the Thetan just couldn't take it. The fact that the jaws were moving, and then some sort of a speaking tube had been run through the back end of the skull so that all the time the jaws wiggled while words were coming out of it. And I actually had to unwrap a preclear from that particular skull. He still had a finger on that skull, even though he had another body. People become curators of museums just to keep a finger on a body they might have had once. So this is no respecter of persons. I mean, one person isn't more interesting or peculiar than another. They're all interesting and peculiar on these lines. Every once in a while, some fellow will go into some area and go completely berserk and not know quite what's wrong with him. Well, he's gotten killed there. He's left something there, or something like that. He goes into an area and he says, I don't feel safe here. I have a terrible feeling like something awful is going to happen. Well, he very possibly has been killed in the area or under similar circumstances, but usually it's in the area. It's much more accurate than that. Now, don't confuse this with prediction. A Thetan can actually predict the future. Since I... 2.5 weeks ago, even before I received any word about Peggy, I knew that she was going to go. About when, told several people this. This is prediction. It doesn't have anything to do with that. But one predicts rather easily on the subject of death because it is so all-embracing as a concern. Someday, something is going to take your mock-up away from you. Well, because you've lost many bodies without knowing what took them, then it is very easy for you to mock up heavens, hells, angels, all sorts of things that are going to grab your body. You can even mock up something, the old man with the scythe, and there are many people who believe this utterly, that there is a fellow named Death who comes along and takes the body away. Or well, undertakers take it away, or other people take it away, garbage disposal units. But there is no such being. Now, of course, Thetan could always mock himself up as such a being and be such a being and go around and whisper sweet nothings in people's ears about how he was Death, and sometimes it works. Got rid of an insurance agent that time once. The subject of death is never a very serious one to a Scientologist, beyond the fact that he feels kind of sorry for himself sometimes. There was somebody of such terrific elan, somebody of... made him real happy to be around and so forth, and this person is thoughtless enough to dispose of a mock-up and go out of communication. And the person feels pretty unhappy about it. It's a thoughtless thing for a friend to do. Now, this, by the way, was a very early concept of death. You're no more or less than you progress back to death as it was regarded very early on this particular track in this universe. Person didn't regard it very seriously. The Roman never regarded death very seriously. He probably had a very accurate idea, more or less, of what happened to him. Then he went into idolatry, and then he kept going, and he finally hit bottom. Anyway,